From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, Andrew Natsios of USAID announced that contracts for the rebuilding of Iraq's infrastructure will be awarded in the next week. And when British Prime Minister Tony Blair meets with President Bush later this week, they plan to discuss, among other things, reconstruction of the Iraqi government.
Kanan Makia is a high-ranking member of the Iraqi opposition. He is a professor at Brandeis University and remains very much involved with the Iraqi National Congress. Welcome once again to the program.
Nice to see you.
The war, of course, is very much underway, but there's also a great deal of talk about what's supposed to happen after this. If indeed the regime of Saddam Hussein is overthrown soon, what comes after it? I'd like to know from your standpoint and from the standpoint of the Iraqi exiled opposition, well, what is necessary as the Ba'athists decline?
What must come into existence very, very soon is some sort of Iraqi interim authority. That's the operative word that the U.S. administration is using these days. We called it provisional government back when the conference in Salah Ad-Din that just took place in February. But whatever it's called, the important thing is it comes into existence quickly and begins to form an active partnership, if I might use that word, with the military forces and command. And I must say, I'm glad to say that that is starting to gel. And here in Washington,
when you say starting to gel, you mean you're starting to get a response from the United States that they would be interested in seeing such an authority?
Much more than just a response. I've had meetings all last week with a variety of high-level people in the administration about this very question. And the things that we know are going to take place, I can sort of list them as follows. Mm-hmm. Firstly, the United States now wants an Iraqi interim authority to be established as quickly as possible, not as a matter of postponing it for a year or so. Secondly, authority will be transferred to this interim authority gradually in stages, not all in one fell swoop. Thirdly, the United States is committing itself to totally dismantling the security services of the regime, everything except the traffic police, including the Republican Guard. We're having discussions about the army and what might happen to the army. I think the army itself should be dismantled and essentially rebuilt. The weapons of mass destruction, of course, is an all-American concern. But finally, there's this all-important new word that's entering the vocabulary, de-Ba'athification. Yeah. So it's analog, I would say.
To denazification.
Yeah. That's where we sort of picked it up.
This is what the U.S. is now telling you
yes.
will be the plan. Is this to be a rolling plan? That is to say, if cities in the south like Basra and Nasiriya are liberated long before Baghdad, would this transition begin to take place in some parts of Baghdad, or first must there be the complete defeat of the regime in Baghdad before there is any such liberation?
There are going to be people from the opposition entering these cities along with Americans, but I think the actual formal establishment of this interim authority will take place once the regime is wholly defeated, mm-hmm. because there's fighting going to be going on in the country for a while.
So we're not going to see a leopard spot map of Iraq with
exiles
running this city here and Ba'athists still running that city
I don't
there.
Think so.
The thinking that you've described on the part of the U.S. government, what they've told your group about what's going to happen after Saddam Hussein, this represents some evolution in terms of American thinking, if I understand it. They haven't been altogether clear on what your role is supposed
to
be there.
Yes, I think these questions were postponed for too long, quite frankly. But things are moving forward at a very rapid pace, and I'm here in Washington for that purpose.
And when you say quickly, a transition should happen quickly. Quickly is...
I think within weeks of the final overthrow of the regime. It should be beginning to happen because it will happen in stages. But that doesn't mean we want the United States out of there. On the contrary, I think the United States has a very important supportive role in helping to rebuild the security structures, the army, and the institutions of democracy that we have laid out in some detail. So it's a matter of meshing U.S. plans with those of the Iraqis willing to get up and work the day after.
Are you going to be talking to us from Baghdad in the near future?
I will. I'm just waiting to get over there.
Okay. Kanan Makia, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Iraqi dissident and exiled political leader Kanan Makia.